No, I do think I do think I might have played that. I can't decide if I've played Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel on a on an earlier show. I need to look back and but I didn't. Oh, anyway, I won't risk it because I've got a no repeat guarantee. So I will tell you what I've played so far. The first song was "Back to Manhattan" by Jeffrey Lewis from the album "Hey Diddle Diddle." After that was "A Smile Around the Face" by Fortet from the album "Whoopsie Daisy," and that last song just then was. Have you ever had that thing when you feel like you've got a hair stuck to the inside of your lip, but you haven't, or if you have, it's already been absorbed by your lip, like the skin of your lip is, the skin of your inside lip has already grown over the hair, so you've just got a sort of hair-like ridge, a sort of hairline. That's probably where that comes from, actually, is a phrase, isn't it? Hairline. Sorry, I feel like I'm not quite loud enough in your pipes. And the last song was Let's Find an Out by Snail Mail from the album Let's Find an Out. So I won't always be doing joke album names. Just when you settle into it and think, oh, these are going to be a joke, they won't always be. All right, because that's I'm very unpredictable, very unpredictable. I was going to put Sledgehammer on because I'm in the mood for it. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm definitely in the mood for Sledgehammer, but I'm pretty sure I've played it before because when it started going, I was like, oh yeah, I remember this feeling in my body. It feels so good. Peter Gabriel makes me feel so good. I think maybe I played it after I played Starlings. Did I? Anyway, you don't know. You don't know. You don't care. You've got a head covered in hair. So I'm going to play one more because I was going to play four then. I've not really had I've not really planned this talk break, but I have made my coffee. I've made it early because I was up late. I got very little sleep, but I absolutely pumped it on the way here. I was wearing quite skimpy pink shorts. I don't want to create profoundly erotic imagery at 18 minutes past 7. But I was wearing skimpy pink shorts. Skimpy pink shorts would be a great name for a song. Maybe I'll find a song and play it, and then I'll tell you that it's called Skimpy Pink Shorts. Oh no, I shouldn't have told you that was my plan. I'm not a great prankster. Let's have a bit of this that might wake me up a bit, and then I'm going to play Wooden Bag by Richard Dawson. Might not wake me up, but it'll definitely do something to me. That was "We Will Become Silhouettes" by the Postal Service, and before that was "Golden Boy" by Elf Kid. He's Lewisham High Street's Golden Boy. Good on him. And before that was "Wooden Bag" by Richard Dawson. Oh God, my taste is so eclectic, so effortlessly and yet profoundly eclectic. It's EPE. That's my tea. when I was listening to Golden Boy, then I was bouncing around a bit in my chair, as I have every right to do, actually, and. It reminded me of, I think maybe 3 days ago, 4 days ago, I don't know, at some point in this this series of breakfast shows. That noise, by the way, is me adjusting the microphone, which I'm pretty certain you're not meant to do on air. But then you know me, guys, I don't give an F about the R-U-L-E-S's. Oh, no, R-U-L-E-S. Yeah. Anyway, I got an email from a woman that said her son, who was three, I believe, was dancing around to one of the songs, and he said, "This is proper crocodile music." And so she said, "Oh, do you like this song?" And he said, "Yeah, it's proper crocodile music." And then she asked him what he meant by proper crocodile music, what constitutes proper crocodile music, and he said it has to have big gnashy teeth. Anyway, as I was listening to Golden Boy, I thought to myself, this is proper crocodile music, isn't it? Oh, because, you know, the thing about kids, and I don't know that anyone's ever put this on the record as an opinion, they do say the darndest things. Good on them. Yesterday, I saw my friend's daughter for the first time in a few days, and she had a shit in front of me. She just had a poo. She had a poo in front of me. I mean, that can't be better, can it? I guess it is, isn't it? I mean, it feels like such a tired argument to have. But anyway, she went and got the potty, and then she did a poo. And then she said, "I looked at my bum and so many poos came out." And I was like, "Testify, testify, sister." Anyway, she is 37 now, so fair play to her. It is the morning. That's all you need to know. It's the morning. If you're awake, fair play. If it's not the morning when you listen to this, you are one of the naughtiest people in the world, unless you are geographically distant and it just happens to be the morning where you are, and in which case, fair play to you. Fair play. You're not one of the naughtiest people in the world, I can confirm that. Unless, of course, you actually are and you're hiding in plain sight by listening to a radio show live but geographically distant. Anyway, that was a rambling sentence that didn't really find a satisfying end. Let's have a listen to this. Okay, it's finished now. That was Call the Police by LCD Sound System. And before that was These Three Things by Ought. And before that was Evan Finds the Third Room by, now, I don't know how to say this, Khruangbin. That was the one that involved a lady saying, yes, a lot. I really like that. I got, here it comes. Yeah, here it comes. Here it comes.
Yes. Yes.
I like the fact that you think that she's probably going to say it three times, maybe four times, and then she must say it upwards of 30 or 40 times. So fair play. Fair play to that group and that woman, and good on them. More power to their collective and indeed individual elbows. Now, here's a bit of in-studio drama for you. It got to the point in Call the Police when there was like 3 minutes left, and uh-oh, I needed the toilet. I needed the toilet, guys, and not for a fronty. I needed it for a runty. And I was like, now, what am I going to do here? Because there was 3 minutes left, which, you know, I mean, basically, I had horrible, I've backed myself into a corner now. Yes, fine, I'll tell you, I had a massive and speedy dump in the last 3 minutes of that song. Had me dump, had me waz, cleaned myself up, had a little cry about it all, and then I'm now back broadcasting like a professional. The toilet is very, very close to the studio. In fact, hang on, I'll go to the, I'll see if you can hear me. Like, so I'm now outside the toilet. That's how close it is. And now I'm back here, Very close toilet. Close toilet. That is one of my broadcasting requirements. Close toilet, close kettle, close, and then, I felt like it needed a funny one on the end. Close toilet, close kettle, I don't know, really. Close, and then I was trying to think of, a thing that you close rather than the thing you would have close, like a window. So close toilet, close kettle, close shop. It's not great, is it? It's not great. Let's all be honest with ourselves. Not great. Once the police came to my house, right? I was thinking about this whilst I was shitting along to that ditty. Sorry about the swearing. A window got smashed in my house, right? My lower ground floor front bay window was smashed, and it was actually on the last night of a run of a play I was doing, and so I'd just gone into the theatre like after the show to sort of sit in the chairs and soak up the vibe and make myself feel it, you know, just be like, this is a thing you did, come on mate, let's have a little think and feel. That's what I should say into a mirror every morning. Come on, mate. Let's have a little think and feel. And then let's act. Let's think. Let's feel. Let's act. Let's assess. Let's do it all again tomorrow. Anyway, I got a phone call from my neighbour saying, we think that somebody's tried to break into your house because your front window smashed. And when I got there, it was very clear to me what had happened. Basically, a person had tried to jimmy. I don't want to corrupt anyone by using criminal lingo pre 8 a.m. But I think some scallywag had tried to jimmy my lower ground floor bay window. And because it was sort of screwed shut, the force had basically shattered the glass. It bent the frame and the glass had sort of exploded, right? And I'm not a physicist. I'm too busy moonwalking and eating cake. Anyway, sorry, I should clarify why I felt the need to say that I wasn't a physicist, because I don't really understand force, but I'm pretty sure that someone, some scamp, some ne'er-do-well with a doubtless mitigating backstory had tried to gain entry, and the window had shattered, and then that arsehole had shat himself and pissed off. Sorry about that swearing, but come on, structurally, not bad. Anyway, then the police came out, and my neighbour was describing what had happened to the police, and he said it sounded like the glass exploded, right? And then the police basically said to me, is there anyone... I think they might have... They wouldn't have used the word vendetta, but that was their gist. They were basically like, is there anyone out and about who would like to smash your windows? That was basically it. And I live alone, and that felt to me like very irresponsible policing, because it was clearly a bungled burglary attempt, but they were trying to, filtering it through a perception of a vendetta, which I felt was irresponsible in the extreme. And also, there are so many people who would like to smash my windows. Not a euphemism, unfortunately. Right. Let me... I did have a... Oh, I'll tell you about... I'll tell you about yesterday in a bit. I had a big day yesterday. Big day. Big day physically yesterday. Big day physically. So if you want to hear about my big day, physically speaking, stay tuned. Don't touch your dial. Yes. Well, I've just seen a study there online. A study has found that regularly eating meals alone is the biggest single factor for unhappiness. Can't be. Can't be. I very often eat a meal alone, and I'm happy as flip. Oh, God, I'm happy. I am. I am, thank you, actually. Let me back announce those songs like a pro. That was In the Aeroplane Over the Sea by Neutral Milk Hotel. Before that, there was Partial to Your Abracadabra by Ian Dury, and I believe and assume The Blockheads. Before that was The Boxer by Simon, and I believe and assume Garfunkel. And before that was We Are Your Friends by Simeon. So there you go. Four songs in a row. And soon there'll be more. Four songs in a row. Oh, I mean, there's just something very satisfying about chanting. I imagine that's why it happens on marches and at football. But I can never really, I don't ever really join in if there's a chant, you know, at football. In fact, I left once. When a group of Barnsley fans started chanting a chant that I did not enjoy. I was like, oh, I can't be around these guys. I can't have a shared aim with these guys. I mean, only the ones at West Ham a very long time ago. Hopefully a different time, but yuck. Anyway, yesterday I did two bits of physical exercise, and now I'm going to talk you through them because that apparently constitutes radio content. It's quarter past eight on a Wednesday morning. Let me talk you through the physical exercise I did yesterday. So I have had a wall built, right? Now, a few things have happened with regard to this wall. I had to sack the first set of builders. I'm not sure if I told you about that or not, but I did. Had to sack them. They were naughty. They were naughty builders, and I had to sack them. I didn't ever really say, "Oh, you're sacked," or "Oh, we're going to call it a day." It was just a very awkward conversation in the garden, where it became clear that I was not happy. And then there was quite a lot of swearing, and at one point he sawed through an electric cable in order to take his extension lead with him. Still, anyway. Now the wall's been built, right? And it's along the side of my garden, so it's like 12 meters long, and it's 2 meters high, and it is it's a big old bugger. I mean, I'm not a bricklayer or an architect, but in layman's terms, that is a big old bugger of a wall. And yesterday, I got a skip because I needed to clear all the rubble from the process, all the remaining rubble. It was about 100 bags of rubble. And I got my friend Ben, who lives up the road, to come and help, and I also asked my friend Ellis, who lives around the corner, to come and help, and Ben, he came, and we just about finished when Ellis hove into view around the corner, wearing very clean, very lovely clothing, and like thoroughly inappropriate. It's a filthy business. I don't know if you've ever had to fill a skip with rubble, but it is an absolutely filthy business. Anyway, he clocked that it was in a complete FB and said, "Oh, I didn't realise it was going to be quite as messy as this." And then he went home and got changed into an entirely white outfit, which seemed very counterintuitive, but they were white clothes that he didn't care about, right? So, fine. Anyway, we then completed filling the skip, and then we went into the back garden, and Ellis, who had spent quite a lot of time in my back garden, including watering my plants, not a euphemism, when I was away, he didn't really notice the wall, the 12 meter long, 2 meter high wall. He was stood in my garden, sort of turning on the spot and going, "So what's new then?" And I mean, you know, it's a slightly awkward situation where you have to say, "Oh, this large brick structure over here, that's new. Oh, is it? Anyway, ideally that story would have had more jokes in it or something. Anyway, after that I played football, and this is the point that I'm trying to get to. I played football, I scored a goal that was like Ronaldinho's goal against Chelsea. All right, no big deal, but I had the ball, I was bearing down on goal. I wanted to pass, I was looking to pass, but there was nothing on. And then I thought, I've got the angle to bob this into that corner. Everyone else was thinking, he hasn't got the angle to bob that. But I did have the angle, and I bobbed it. I bobbed it, it went in, and I giggled. What a day.
I need you now, no fiery light in your brow.
It ain't that in the hearts that bear, they can comfort you, some even try. They nurse you when you're ill of health, and they bury you when you go and die. It ain't that in their hearts they bear, a stick by you if they could. Oh, but that's just bullshit, baby. People just ain't no good at all.
Yeah! Yeah! Clap, clap, clap! Yeah! Yeah! Clap, clap, clap! Doing the clapping! Yeah! Woo! Woo! Clap, 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 clap. Yeah, clap, clap, clap. Woo, woo, woo.
wouldn't gigs be different if instead of clapping, we just said clap?
Clap, 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 clap. Woo, clap, 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 clap.
I mean, it's one of many potential futures or alternate worlds, isn't it?
Clap, 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 clap.
I don't think it's better. I'm not saying it's better. I'm not saying it's the way forward. I'm saying it's the way sideways or backwards. But sometimes those are the directions that you need or want to go in. Or straight up, or sometimes straight down. Yeah? Anyway, that was People Ain't No Good by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds from Live at KCRW. Before that was Griffo by The Smoke. Sugar me bugger. I think I might have just broken the stand for the laptop. Keep that to yourselves. Before that was You Said Something by PJ Harvey. Before that was When You Go by Darren Hanlon. That's the one that's got all the lovely drum beats in it, hasn't it? Hang on. That one. Ding-a-danga-ding-a-danga-dumba-danga-ding-a-danga-bonga-ding-a-danga-bonga. Yes, mate! Bang it! Bang your drum! Yeah. And before that was Heart Heart by Withered Hand. So, I'm just going to try and fix this computer stand. It fixed it. Didn't break it, in fact. Didn't break it. So if you can all update your records that I didn't break something and fix it, I just never broke it in the first place. Okay, that would be real good. Real good for me. What have you got planned for the rest of the day? Huh? Everyone? Anyone? School is it? Work is it? I got an email yesterday from a man who'd been listening in his car. Imagine that. I mean, as though it's an actual radio program on a radio station. I listen to the radio in my car. I listen to the radio in my car and in my kitchen. And now, because I've got a bedside alarm clock that's got the radio in it, I listen to the radio in my bedroom, like when I'm getting ready for bed or when I'm waking up. Or sometimes I'll put it on and then I'll get in my ensuite shower. Sorry about that. I've got my... I've got a little bit of my rampant privilege caught in my throat. Lovely ensuite shower. And I turn Radio 4 up nice and loud. I pump it. And then I get in the shower and I can't hear it. Anyway, have you got one of those Have you got one of those radios that you can take in the shower? I haven't. It's about having a conversation with the listeners, guys. That's the thing that a lot of broadcasters don't understand, right? Yeah? Right, yeah, right, yeah, right. So it is 20 to 9. It's 20 to 9 on Wednesday. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. Might meet my brother for a coffee. It depends if he's available. But I hope that you have also got stuff going on that is, you know, relatively enjoyable, or at the very least a relief once it's done. That's what I hope for out of most days. I just hope that this one is a relief when it's done. I'm going to play some Snapped Ankles, I reckon, and then, I mean, we're sort of getting to the point now where I just want to play songs and then go. Which is, broadly speaking, my job, because I am first and foremost a DJ. Let's never forget that. First and foremost a DJ, secondly a comedian, thirdly a powerful playwright, fourthly a chef, I think, and fifthly a keen, but as yet inactive potter. Okay? God, that sentence was a battle, wasn't it? One way or another. Yeah, I don't know about that song. That was Funny How by Airhead. And do you know what? What happened was, I was looking a late night tales thing, and someone had a track by Airhead on, and I was like, I remember Airhead, they had that song that I loved when I was 16 called Funny How, and there it was. it's funny how the girls you fall in love with never fancy you, and funny how the ones you don't do. Oh, testify, so true, brother. And it's funny how the pretty girls don't take the time to talk to me. All right, mate. It's a nightmare, isn't it? It's a nightmare having to chat to uggers. Oh, God, it's a slog. Anyway, that song, I mean, it brings back all sorts of memories for me, but it is lyrically a bit hard to get behind. Before that was I Must Be in a Good Place Now by, let me scroll up, Bobby Charles. And there was something else that I played before that I can't remember. I can't remember what it was, because I am good at this. I mean, it's not a job, so, you know, pastime, hobby, public hobby. I am good at this public hobby. Right, it is 8:53 and 47 seconds. I'm probably going to play one or two more. But this might be it for us, guys. This might be it. I mean, I'm also doing Thursday and Friday. Now, one of those stutters there was false, and I think you will never know which one it was. I mean, it was the second one. I think that's quite obvious. So, I'm going to play the House Martins. I bloody love the House Martins. I'm going to play one of theirs, and I might try and get something else in as well. Well, I mean, have I got time now? I haven't really. Oh, piss pots. Sorry about the swearing. Kids, do not go into school saying piss pots to the teachers, okay? And grown-ups, do not go into work saying piss pots to the boss. Actually, I think that would be great if everyone listening went to their place of work and or study today and said piss bots. All right, let that be my legacy. Let that be my legacy. Burn my notebooks. Let that be a monument to my life. Some people getting in low-level trouble because of entry-level profanity in the workplace and or learning environment. Right, all right, let's put something on that's going to last enough time now. I could put that on, but that feels... I mean, I was going to play... I guess I will play this. Because I haven't got time for that, have I? Well, hopefully, I've now passed enough time that this will see us through to the end. This is a... Well, maybe let's put a different House Martin song on. Will I? Maybe I will, actually, guys. Maybe I'll put a different one on. Yes, of course. Flag Day. Kaboom! Have a nice Wednesday. All the best with your endeavours.